All you can do is focus on what's going on right now. So biggest thing is just winning the game Sunday.
So how frustrating is it the last few weeks to be this close, forgetting about last year, be this close and not be able to turn it around?
I mean, it's frustrating because you don't like losing. I don't think anybody likes losing. But, a quick way to fix it is to win. So, we can't do anything about it. What's happened in the past. All we can do is move forward with Sunday. So, we'll try to get a win on Sunday.
Fitz said today that he just simply needs to get the ball to you more. And, of course, doing that and talking about it and doing it is two different things. Your thoughts on what needs to happen?
I mean, when you don't win, I think everybody needs to, look at themselves and see what they can do better. We all need to pick our play up as a team, fix the mistakes that we're making, and, do what we need to do to win. I think, you just can't dwell on one person or one guy. Of course, head coaches and quarterbacks are going to get the bulk of the criticism just because of the position, they're in. But, I think we all, as a group, have to pick our play up. It's not just one or two guys.
And do you still think you're a good football team?
Yeah, I think we still are a good football team. We just haven't put it all together. I think that's probably the most frustrating thing because you see the potential. It's just putting it all together.
You finally go ahead. Honey.
Bill was saying the other day that the fumbles that you guys had recently have all been guys trying to make a play, trying to get a few extra yards, trying to do something to help the team, and then that happens and it's bad. But he used the word pressing. I'm wondering if that comes from that frustration that you've been close and you're trying, you want something to happen so badly.
I don't think it's pressing. I think guys are just trying to make something happen. That's part of the game. We just have to do a better job of protecting the ball. It's something that you don't like to see happen, but it happens. Just for us, it's happened at crucial times in games, and it's cost us games. So it's just something we have to eliminate. But I wouldn't call it pressing. I think guys are just trying to make a play for the team, help the team win.
I don't know if this is how to ask specifically from a football point of view, but when O'Brien said you were open early and there were just there were bad reads and the ball wasn't getting to you, anything you can do to help your quarterback in that situation? Because Ryan, as it was mentioned, says he's got to get the ball to you more.
It's just communication. That's just something we all try to do. I think communication helps the team play better. It helps us execute better as an offense. So, he has a tough job. He has to make sure everybody's lined up in the right place. And, the quarterback has a lot of things he has to do, too. So, nobody's perfect. I make mistakes also. So, you just have to communicate with them and, just let them know what you're seeing and stuff like that. And, it'll work out.
Given what you saw the first four games when you were 3-1, were you caught off guard or surprised by this stretch of the last 3 weeks?
Well, we just have had things happen that have cost us to lose. It's not no secret, I came in after the Indy game and I felt like that fumble that I had was, it just swung the whole momentum of the game. So, being down by that many points and then coming back and gaining the momentum of the game and going down to, probably take the lead, and then have something like that happen. It just changes the whole momentum of the game. So, the things that have happened to us has cost us to lose games. So we just have to, just fix the things that have caused us to lose them.